Shalom and welcome to this international broadcast of our great, good, and terrible black God Yahweh and his son Yahweh Ben Yahweh. We're broadcasting live from International Headquarters, 2766 Northwest 62nd Street in Miami, Florida, zip code 33147. We, the so-called black people of America, are the chosen people of Almighty God Yahweh. We are the people of the Old Testament Bible. Prophecy in the Old and New Testament tells us to look for the coming of Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, who would come in his Father's name, Yahweh, St. John 5:43. The so-called black people of America are the most blessed people on earth. For unto us a child is born, unto us the Son Yahweh is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9:6.
I just like to testify to you this morning that Yahweh is God. And besides Yahweh, there is no God. I just like to testify to you today that the great, good, and terrible, great God, Yahweh, the only true and living God, Yahweh, has sent his Son, Yahweh, Ben Yahweh, to you and me, the so-called black man. I just like to testify to you that Yahweh has sent our Savior, who is here to redeem us today. I just like to testify to you that our Savior is not only coming, but he's here. I like to testify to you that our Savior is here to deliver us and to bring us into our own land. And he ain't just coming no more, but he's here right now, dwelling among you and I today. And in a few minutes, the very one that I'm talking about, the very one that has you and me dressed in white this morning, the very one who has shook up this city, is here dwelling with you and me right now, who has caused a controversy in Miami. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who has caused a controversy in 100 major cities across America. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who got the United States government upset. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who put all of the towns out of business. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who set all black leaders down. It's Yahweh Ben Yahweh, who has put the preachers out of business. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who is here to deliver you and me from the hands of the white man. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who is here to deliver us from the brutality of the white man, who has treated us evil and afflicted us evil for the past 400 years. It's Yahweh, our Messiah, who has come here as a champion for you and me.
And now to a service live and in progress with Yahweh Ben Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
What is our motto?
Our motto is one God, one mind, one law, and one action.
We're all for one.
And one for all.
And we want for our brothers and sisters.
But we want for ourselves.
What about soup?
If I have a bowl of soup, you may have my bowl of soup.
And anything else?
Anything else.
Praise Yahweh. What is the duty of a Hebrew man?
To be in righteousness.
What is the duty of a Hebrew woman?
To follow in righteousness.
And to be the turns from the law?
From such turn away.
Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
What time is it?
Nation time.
What makes up a nation?
Families.
What makes up families?
Husbands, wives, and children.
And if either are weak?
The nation is weak.
Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
What color is our Creator, Yahweh?
Black unto the brown.
What color are all His prophets?
Black unto the brown.
What color is the nation of Israel?
Black unto the brown.
How many tribes of Israel?
12.
What's the name of the fourth tribe?
Judah.
What did Yahweh choose Judah to do?
To be the ruler.
How long?
Forever.
And how long is forever?
Eternity.
Yahweh chose who? Yahweh chose who?
He chose me.
If you don't know that,
you can't say that.
To get up, to work without being pushed, is a struggle within yourself. You've been dead so long, your bones have been dry so long. But I'm not going to leave you alone. Praise Yahweh. No, I'm going to do everything Yahweh says here until you live. Until you come alive. I'm going to continue. Praise Yahweh. In verse 9, I'm to prophesy unto the wind. Verse 5 tells you why. Again, read verse 5.
Thus said the Lord God Yahweh unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live.
You shall live. I hope you live.
Shall
live. There's no doubt about you living. No doubt at all. Now, in my power to do this, we can look at the work of Yahweh and see that Yahweh has the power it's about. A physical example that He's able to bring this about. Yahweh lets us look at a desert. And we can watch this desert for 100 years, 200 years. Nothing grows on it. And all Yahweh has to do is send the rain over the desert. And it will sprout to life instantly, right away. The most beautiful greenery you've ever seen in your life.
That means the earth, the face of the whole earth can just be dead. But Yahweh renews the face of the earth. So though you here in verse 9 be dead, I'm here to renew. Praise Yahweh. Verse 10. Ezekiel 37:10. Read.
So I prophesied as He commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived. And stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army.
In order for you, the dry bones of America, the walking dead, the mentally dead, who have never been buried, I am prophesying to you as my Father Yahweh commands me. That's why, as people are writing lies about me, I have not stopped to deal with the lie. I'm too busy prophesying to you what my Father Yahweh command me to say to you. I'm so powerful that just what I'm teaching will kill the lie, will make the lie of none effect. Only those that love a lie will have joy, and their joy will be but for a moment. They have to deal with the fact I'm here.
Praise Yahweh.
So here in verse 10, I'm prophesying as Yahweh commands me to prophesy. And it says, and then the breath is going to come into you, my people, here in the hills of North America. Well,
if I'm not dead and I'm walking around, don't I have my breath? Of course you do not have your breath. You don't realize that even your breath belongs to Yahweh. The air you breathe, you didn't make it. What do you mean, your breath? It's not yours unless you can make it. I'm going to eat my food. You sound like a fool. What do you mean, your food? You didn't make the food. Yahweh made the food. Somebody smarter than you made food. To come up out of the ground from a little seed. You carry a little seed around. And you put the seed in the ground. And the ground, Yahweh called it to sprout forth and become either a plant or a tree. You go out and pull the fruit from the tree. You didn't make the tree to grow from the seed. And you didn't make the fruit come from the tree. You went out and pulled it because you were hungry. And Yahweh made your belly to get hungry. Praise God. See, if you never got hungry, you might could say, well, I don't need Yahweh. But every time you get hungry, you know you need somebody. And since you don't have enough sense to grow your food, you sure are happy somebody's growing it. It didn't just jump in the store. You think food come from the store? Come from the earth. Yahweh's earth. In the beginning, Yahweh created the heavens and the earth. It's his earth. So it sure is not your food. They're fixing to eat my food. Give me my food. Your food. You don't have any food. You're not smart enough to make it. Hallelujah, Yahweh. You know good and well if you could make your food, you wouldn't need the white man. You wouldn't give up none of your money to him. Not for food. You give up the rest of it to him, but you love to give up all your money to white people. You love doing that. You work all week just to give it to white people. Everything you got comes from the white man. You give it all. You work all week long. Can't wait to get your paycheck to go give it all to white people and wish you had more money to give to them. So you could get some more stuff from white people. Yes, you do. You don't want more money to leave a future for your children. You don't want more money to build a future for yourself. You don't know how to do that. You want more money so you can give it to white people to get some more stuff. Ooh, that hurts, doesn't it? Why don't you go back to the Bible? Don't be talking about how I give away all my money. That's why when my people lose their job and can't find work for 6 months, they lose their house. Why do they lose their house? They didn't save any money. Why didn't they save some money? They were too busy giving it to the white folks. All of it. Why are you spending all your check this week, brother?
Shoot, I'll get another one next week. That's why I go to work.
Why do you think I go to work, man? I go to work so I have some money. Been working 20 years, man. Getting a paycheck every week. Spending it all. I'll get another check next week, man. Then you get fired next week. Now what are you going to do for your house payment?
Oh, man, it sure is tough out here, boy. Doggone.
You know, then you get to talking about the white man. Then it's bad, see?
He nothing but the devil, man.
I've been working 20 years. The best worker he had. Sucker hired a white boy in my place, man. I trained you, man.
Well, you shouldn't have done that. If you'd been wide awake, you wouldn't have talked everything you know. But here in verse 10, I'm prophesying to you as Yahweh commands me to do. And the breath of life is going to come into you, my people. and you shall live with the knowledge of Yahweh. And after you get this knowledge of Yahweh that I'm teaching you, you will be able to stand up on your feet. And you're going to be an exceedingly great army. Look at my reward. I've come by myself. Come by myself. Standing against the most powerful, evil, wicked, satanic force that has ever been made in the universe. And here I am, the winner. I'm the winner. I knew I was the winner before I started. I knew I was going to win before I started. Because I declared the end from the beginning. Praise Yahweh. And from the four corners of the United States, when you first start saying, my people come from the four corners of America, then you better believe I have sent the wind to the four corners. Huh? Deuteronomy 32, 2 and 3, I have sent the wind to the four corners, publishing the name of Yahweh. And my people are beginning to respond. I'm building this exceedingly great army. Hallelujah, Yahweh. I'm building this exceedingly great army, calling my army together from all over America. Look around at you. Some in white, some not. Yesterday, you that are in white, yesterday, you were not in white. Today, those that are not in white, tomorrow, you'll be in white. You'll be in white tomorrow. Praise Yahweh. Yesterday, we were not in white, but today we are. So you today that are not in white, you'll be in white tomorrow. You'll be proud to be in white. You'll be proud to show the world, I know my God, Yahweh lives within me. The knowledge of my God, Yahweh lives within me. The history and culture and language from my God lives within me. I've given up my slave name, taken on my holy name. Given up the slave master's land, going to my holy promised land. I live, I'm alive, I've testified to the world. I live, I have victory over the grave. Victory over death. I'm a witness. Praise Yahweh. Let's go to Revelation 11:11. Oh, the word is real. Read.
And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from Yahweh entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them.
Praise Yahweh. See, you, some people in America have asked me the question, who are these two witnesses in Revelation chapter 11? Now you see, you're one of these witnesses. You are one of these witnesses. You lay in the valley of the dry bones for over 350 years, for over 3.5 days. You had to reach the 400th, which was the night, the day after 300 years. Here I am. It says now, after you've laid in this valley for 3.5 days, the people of the earth knew who you were all the time, symbolized as the valley of the dry bones. So I'm finally answering the mystery of who the two witnesses were. I remember when I didn't know who these two witnesses were. I remember when it was a mystery to my mind just who these two witnesses were. Huh? I can remember being frustrated and not knowing for sure who are these two witnesses. Oh, Yahweh, but then you see, my Father reveals to me what I need to know, when I need to know it. Now, look at it. Huh? This is the reference from Ezekiel 37:10. letting you know you are one of the two witnesses. Just cleared up the mystery of Revelation 11. Oh, hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? Praise Yahweh. Nothing but a blessing. Look at what we learned today. See, after this shall happen, after you shall be dead and killed and laid out in the street, huh? It's two witnesses here, see? How many know who the second witness is? Who is it? Me. That's right. That's right. I'm a witness that I was dead. Who was more dead than Yahweh's servant? Hallelujah, Yahweh. And you a witness that you were dead. You a witness that I had to be raised up to teach you what I'm teaching you. I'm a witness and you are my witnesses. And I am a faithful witness. We are the two witnesses that have laid slain in the street for 3.5 days. Oh, Yahweh. Verse 8 says, and their dead bodies shall be in the street of the great city. The great city is the great country, the ruling country, America. Which spiritually, see, check it out. Which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt. So that spiritually is America. Where also Yahweh, the Son of Yahweh, was crucified. We've crucified in America. That's where we've been hung on trees. This is where we've been hung on trees. This is where we've been crucified. You didn't know where the city was, where the country was. Go to the country where my people have been hung on trees. Mm-hmm. See, Acts say it was hung on trees. Acts chapter 5, verse 30. Say he was killed and hung on trees. Not on no cross. They haven't been hung on crosses in America. We just crossed up. Crisscross. Double cross. In America. It's the only cross you know about. Acts 5:30. Read.
The God of our fathers raised up Yahweh our Messiah, whom he slew and hanged on a tree.
See, I've been raised up. You witness. I'm raised up. I'm telling you who I am. I'm the Son of Yahweh. Who raised me up? My Father, Yahweh. And they have slain, killed us in this country and hung us on trees. Now, Revelations 11, 8 says, our dead bodies, at that time they say, shall be. This now has been fulfilled. Verse 8 says that this prophecy of Revelation has been fulfilled. Verse 9 says, read.
And they the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3.5 days and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves.
Now go back to Ezekiel 37. Our bones lay out in an open valley. See, Revelation is lifted right on out of Ezekiel 37. And the revelator said, it shall happen all right. And it did. And they didn't let our bones and bodies be put into the grave. So it had to be a very special kind of death put on us. Anytime you can kill somebody and don't put them in a grave, huh? That's a very special kind of death where all the kindreds and the tongues and the nations of the earth are looking at you. All the people of the earth. Look, just look at how powerful my job is. Not only must I stand in opposition to the most powerful nation on earth, America, and their lies, which are a damnation to you. But here I'm standing against the world who's rejoicing over your death. People blacker than us from Africa will come to America, have been coming to America for the last 400 years. It won't help us. They hang out with white people. They go to the White House, sit down with white Reagan, make deals with white Reagan, go to white countries, but they won't come and say, brother, I know who you are. You are the tribe of Israel, the nation of Israel. You're the tribe of Judah. You're supposed to be the ruler on the earth forever. They'll walk in the country, walk right past you and not speak to you. Rejoicing over the fact that you are laying in America mentally and spiritually dead to the knowledge of your God, self, kind, and others. Rejoicing about the map, passing gifts one between another. They call it Christmas, but it's really the Christmas spirit is all about anti-you. They are passing gifts among themselves around the world because you lay dead in the hells of North America, and you, the nation of righteousness, Israel, is not ruling over them. That's why they have gifts around the world. It's about your death. You laying dead. Oh, but I'm here to make them cry and mourn. Read verse 10, Revelation chapter 11, verse 10. Yeah, they see our bodies laying dead here. They walk by and hiss. Call you nigger, boy, cool, blacks, negro, colored. Get on the back. Get in the back. And the world acts like they don't see your suffering in America. Verse 10, read.
And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over thee.
Not just America. Not just America. The whole earth. Read that again.
And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make it merry and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwell on the earth.
The two prophets are the son of Yahweh and the tribe of Judah. You. Oh, don't you like the mystery being unveiled? The whole earth making merry. Merry Christmas. In your face, even teach you to say it. Come up with a song, Merry, Merry Christmas. Merry, Merry Christ Mass. We are having a merry because the Christ Mass is dead. They've had a Merry Christmas because the Christ has been dead. He's laying down in a grave for 300 years. We can be merry. We don't have to be bothered with them for 400 years. We know from Revelation that the day is coming when the Spirit of Yahweh shall enter in upon them, and they shall live. Why? Because the Son, Christ, the real Christ, is here. We won't be able to say Merry Christmas no more. So you don't see Christ in the Christmas no more. Because they know I'm here. You go all over town.
You don't see no Christ picture, no Christ statue. It's just gifts now. They say the Christmas spirit is dead. It's dead because I'm alive.
Praise Yahweh. Revelation 11:12. They heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, who heard this voice? The two witnesses, the son of Yahweh and the tribe of Judah, the nation of Israel. Huh? The two witnesses, the house of Judah and the nation of Israel. The house of Judah and the nation of Israel. That's the two that must be put together on the one stick in Ezekiel 37. See, these are the two witnesses. Judah and the children of Israel. Those are the two witnesses. The two witnesses in America is me and you. But the two witnesses is the tribe of Judah and the nation of Israel. Oh, hallelujah. But the reason the two witnesses are in America is because Yahweh said, in a few minutes you're going to see, that we in the valley of the dry bones are the whole house of Israel. Watch out. Verse 12, Revelation 11:12, read.
And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, come hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them.
Isaiah 14:13. Who is his enemy? Isaiah 14:13. Who is our enemy? Verse 13, read.
For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of Yahweh. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north.
So who is this? That's Lucifer, isn't it? Verse 12, read.
How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nation?
Praise Yahweh. That lets us see the story, right? Praise Yahweh. Our enemies shall watch us leave here. We'll get a call from heaven. Say, come up, mean come out. We're getting ready to destroy America. An earthquake like you've never seen is getting ready to hit. We're going to get a call to come out of here. All right, Israel, Judah, come on out. Huh? Hallelujah, Yahweh. And when I get the call, I'm leaving. Who's leaving with me? Who's going with me? Praise Yahweh. Well, I've shown you things to come. I'm going to try to get rid of Ezekiel 37 now. Praise Yahweh. Isn't this enlightening? Who would ever dream we would eat such fruit from the Word like we have eaten today? We've been in our churches all our lives. No bishop, no preacher or pastor has ever taught us like this. Oh, no, 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 no. And when you go back and try to tell your people who were not here what you have heard and what you have seen, they are truly going to think you are crazy. They're going to truly think you are out of your mind because they are still laying buried in their grave. They haven't heard their trumpet sound. Oh, but you are the first out of the grave that have heard the first blow of Gabriel's trumpet. I'm still blowing. Somebody else will hear my trumpet blowing tomorrow. I'm going to keep on blowing. Somebody will hear the next day, and I'm going to keep on blowing. I'm not tired of blowing Gabriel's trumpet. I'm qualified to blow Gabriel's trumpet. And I shall blow until all my people hear the sound of my trumpet. And then their graves shall open up. They're going to throw off their grave clothes and come running up out of their grave. Say, I hear the trumpet of Gabriel. Praise Yahweh. I didn't know I was going to be so high today. I'm high. Praise Yahweh. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they are a joy and a rejoicing to my heart. I'm glad in finding the word. If you are not glad, then you better sing the song, Take Me Back. Take me back. Take me back to the place where I first heard the word. Because when I first heard the word, I was glad about it. Oh, take me back. Take me back. Hallelujah, Yahweh. To the place in my life and the time in my life when I first heard this word. I couldn't sit still. When I first heard this word, I had to get up and go. When I first heard this word, I had to go tell somebody. When I first heard this word, I didn't care what nobody thought. When I first heard this word, they could call me a fool and I didn't care. When I first heard this word, I didn't care how nobody looked at me. They could look at me like I was crazy. I just had on the word anyway. When I first heard the word, I would stay up morning, noon, and night reading the word. When I first heard the word, I would just walk around reading the word, drinking the word, eating the word. When I first heard the word, I didn't care if they say I was brainwashed. I loved having my brains washed and made clean in the life and the blood of the Lamb. A little light clicked on in my mind. And I said, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Wherever I go, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. All around my house, I'm going to let it shine. All around my neighbor's house, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. The world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it from me. It's my life.
If you don't have joy now, you need to turn your light on. Have your lights cut back on. Pay your bill. Have your lights cut back on.
You better run, 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 run. Pay your light bill. Get your light cut back on.
Yes, I'm a witness that I once sat in darkness, but now I've seen a great light. I'm walking in that light. That light has come on inside my mind. Yahweh is shining in my mind. The sun is walking with me, talking with me. I'm able to behold the glory of Yahweh.
You whose soul is happy now, you can thank Yahweh for your salvation. If your soul is not happy, you need to pray for salvation. You need to fast and pray for salvation. For if your soul is not happy over the word, and Yahweh is the word, then what are you going to be happy about?